Welcome to Talk the Walk with Todd Friel on AM 980 KKMS.
Wasn't going to play this for you today, but frankly, we're going to need this song because, quite honestly, today's program here on Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS, for better or for worse, known as False Teacher Tuesday, frankly, today, it's going to give you the creeps.
Woke up this morning, turned on my TV set. That living color was something I can't forget. This man was preaching at me, yeah, laying on a charm, asking me for 20 with 10,000 on his arm. He wore designer clothing and a big smile on his face, selling me salvation while they sang Amazing Grace. Asking me for money when he had all the signs of wealth. Almost wrote a check out, yeah, but then I asked myself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back tomorrow, but there's something I'd like to know.
Can you tell me?
Would Jesus wear a gold ring on his television show? Would Jesus be political if he came back to earth? Have his second home in Palm Springs, yeah, but try to hide his worth. Take money from those poor folks when he comes back again, and admit he's talked to all those preachers who say they've been talking to him. Lord have mercy. Just ask yourself, would he wear pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back to battle, well, that's something I'd like to know. Could you tell me, would Jesus wear a Rolex? Would Jesus wear a Rolex? Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show?
Gotta tell you, there is about a bazillion opportunities for humor today, except this just isn't funny. It's just not funny. When I started researching today's topic for False Teacher Tuesday, I went, oh boy, this is loaded with hilarity. And then I started researching more and started hearing how many people are following people like this, recognizing just how false it is. And you just, it's sad. There are people out there that are starving. They're hungry and they go to hear a false teacher because they want truth. They've got an itch in for some sort. And instead of getting truth from God's word, they get false teaching. They get heresy. And what is so troubling about this are people who label themselves, identify themselves as Christians, are caught up in movements or in denominations, or they find themselves in teachings. Well, some, frankly, are cults, and they think they're going to heaven, and they've simply been tricked. Nobody goes, you know, I just want to become some dupe for a fellow who's teaching falsely so that I can go to hell. That sounds like a boop. No, they don't do that. They're going for truth, and they get sucked in. They get drawn in, and it's not funny. So if perhaps throughout the course of the next 3 hours we find ourselves inadvertently, unfortunately, laughing about this, I apologize in advance, because it's just not funny. I also want to say, before we even announce who this fellow is, there's a pretty good chance, by the way, you don't even know who he is, but you'll recognize his type, and if nothing else, we will learn a lot today about how we need to sharpen up our Bible skills. Oh, boy. You can go listen to somebody like this who preaches straight out of the Bible. And you could go, well, he's preaching expositionally. He goes verse by verse. That's no guarantee that it's going to be truth. So we have got to make sure that we're good little Bereans searching the scriptures to make sure what they say is true. Need to make this comment, though, up front. It is unfortunate that there are so many false teachers out there who happen to fall on the Pentecostal charismatic side. Want to make sure that I state this loud and clear. This is not a condemnation of good people in Pentecostal in assembly churches. It's not at all. They just happen to have some fringy people connected to them that get on TV a lot. Frankly, they just land themselves on television where they expose themselves to millions and tens of millions of people. And unfortunately, good people in charismatic denominations get themselves sullied by these folks. It's true, frankly, of every denomination. Okay, so you Baptists are chuckling. How's about Jesse Jackson calls himself a Baptist? Not so funny, is it? The American Baptist, there's a denomination gone astray, ordaining homosexuals, lesbians as ministers that are more into the Jesus seminar and liberal social causes than they are into seeing souls get saved. Hey, 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 you conservative Lutherans, four letters for you, ELCA. Now, not everybody, of course, in the ELCA is a disaster, but the denomination as a whole is certainly going down the wrong road. So as we listen to this, I would simply like to make the announcement loud and clear. Let's not condemn denominations or groups that happen to be associated with this, probably not of their own making. In fact, even the fellow that we're going to hear today, he actually associates himself from some of the people that you know, maybe you're listening right now, who are charismatic, that even this fellow, he distances himself from you. These are fringy people. But it is good for us to hear this. It is good for us to recognize what's going on. And I'll tell you, it is so good that we know that these people show up on televisions, and this is what the pagans see. Ah, it makes me crazy. Do you ever tune into one of the religious networks? There's, I don't know how many there are now. And every once in a while, you find a winner. You'll find somebody on there who's preaching it real fine, and it's like a cool drink of water. Kirk and Ray are one example. Tony Evans, I've seen him preaching real fine. But mostly, just awful. And how many people in hotel rooms flipping by, how many people on with their dish networks in their Hollywood homes flip by and they, like, and that's you and me. That's who they think we are. And so when they think of evangelical Christians, when they think of the people who are going to see the Passion of the Christ, they think of these Rolodex wearing preachers on TV. At least know it as you go about sharing your faith. This is what you are dealing with. This is the perception that a lot of people have. With that in mind, we need to dive in. Today's false teacher, and this is not pretty. In fact, it's just plain creepy. The guy, you know, it's get ready, write your own jokes, but then it's not, go ahead, I'm going to give you permission. Go ahead, write your own jokes, but I'm telling you, in a bit, it's not going to be funny anymore. He calls himself the Holy Ghost bartender. I'm just letting you finish up with your punchlines. He calls himself the Holy Ghost bartender because he wants to get you drunk on the Spirit. And he's going to do that. And he does that. His name is Rodney Brown. This fellow is a disciple, if you will. He was launched by Benny Hinn. He has a following. He has been going at it now for, well, maybe 10, 15 years. He's based down there in Tampa, which, by the way, well, they're not idiots, these false teachers. A lot of them are based in Florida, where the weather is awfully fine. He's from South Africa. I have no idea what his theological background is. I have no idea what his credentials are. Doesn't seem to matter, does it? You get yourself a TV show, you're doing right fine. Go ahead and do your thing. So you'll hear that this fellow has an accent, and he wants to get you drunk on the Spirit. Because, you see, We just don't have enough of that Holy Spirit power. And while I have to confess, I tend to agree with him with that premise that we do not put enough focus on the Holy Spirit. Not only does he put too much focus, perhaps, on the Holy Spirit, but the focus that he puts on him, not good, not right, not biblical. He's a part of the Latter Rain movement. You'll hear that term, the Latter Rain movement. And you might be wondering just what what Bible verse is that coming from? It's Acts chapter 2, and we're going to take a look at that. This, in fact, let's go to the story of Acts chapter 2, if and you don't mind. Acts chapter 2 is where our story begins today with Rodney Brown. This is just an unbelievable twisting of scriptures in a real bad way. I got to find Acts chapter 2 here. I got it. All right, this is a story of Pentecost. Good story. Then Peter stepped forward with the 11, chapter 2, verse 14 of Acts. Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you, fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. Some of you are saying, these people are drunk because they were speaking foreign languages. You're saying some of these people are drunk. It isn't true." Okay, so right there, I just want to stop right there. It's not true. They were simply using, like you're saying, they're acting like they're drunk. They weren't acting like they were drunk, but that was simply the way that they described them because it was something unusual, it was something different, and they didn't know how else to describe it, and so they said they're drunk. And Peter flatly said, they're not. They are not doing anything that resembles being drunk. They're not acting drunk, they are simply they're speaking languages. It isn't true. It's much too early for that. People don't get drunk by 9 o'clock in the morning. No. What you see this morning was predicted centuries ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God said, and he's quoting from Joel chapter 2. In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon will be blood red before the great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. And anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And inside of that prophecy, there is something going on. It's a little bit complicated to get into, frankly, and we're not going to spend a whole lot of time doing that because it's a bit of a Bible study in and of itself. What was happening? Why do they take this and say, well, this is the latter rain? Because that's the way the King James Version phrased, the latter rain. There will be a latter rain in the fall where these things will happen. We need to understand that when prophecies in the Old Testament were made frequently, not always, but frequently, they were done on two levels. It's called a double reference where there is an immediate fulfillment of the prophecy, and then there's a long-range fulfillment of the prophecy, and sometimes, frankly, we have a hard time figuring out when that last thing is. We don't know when that last thing is. For instance, the Jews get tripped up constantly, and all the time, that when the Messiah comes, there will be peace. The lion will lay down with the lamb, and there will be peace. And that hasn't happened, they say. So, obviously, Jesus came, and that hasn't happened. They don't understand the double reference. They don't understand that that is not going to happen until the millennial reign. They just don't get it. They don't understand that there's a double reference, and these people like Rodney Brown don't either. So if we go back to Joel chapter 2, it's 28 through 32, by the way, the timing of these events are just before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Not now, not then at Pentecost. The location where this is going to take place is at a revival camp in a big revival tent in Florida? No. Israel. And the people? The Jews. And Peter makes it perfectly clear who he is speaking to and where he is. Also, Joel 3 states, for behold, in those days and in that time, and then it goes on to speak of Armageddon and judgment. So this prophecy that Peter is talking, it's like that, but it's not that. It's like what was described in Joel, but it's not that yet. And so they say that the rain is falling. This is the latter rain and the Holy Spirit is falling. No. This is like that, but it's not that. And that's why all of these other things that I read to you have not been described. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon will turn blood red. Does that happen at their revival meetings? So that is basically where they come up with their concept. That is their support verse for latter rain, that the latter rain will fall. And the Holy Spirit will just fill up people. And you'll be drunk on the Holy Spirit. No, I'm not kidding. Now, if you do not accept my interpretation of Acts chapter 2, okay, fine. I'm not going to argue with you. Okay. But I would suggest this. For people to take a verse that is frankly tricky, and there are many in the Bible, not overwhelming, but there are Bible verses that are frankly tricky. Jesus, after he died, 1 Peter says that he, 1 Peter 3, I think it's about verse 18, says that he preached to the spirits in prison. What does that mean? Not sure. I think I know. Not sure. What I'm trying to say is that on those verses that are tricky, okay, we can have a difference of opinion, but baby, we better not start building churches and movements on them. Let's disagree. Let's recognize they're hard. But to build a whole church and theology and movement on some tricky verses, bad idea. And so today the rain is going to fall. Rodney Brown is going to make that happen. We're going to hear some clips that at first started out like normal. A lot of bad teaching, a lot of proof texting, a lot of manipulation going on. Turns into just plain creepy. Just plain creepy when you hear what is going on. And one of the things that we're going to explore before we start playing clips for you from Rodney Brown, you're going to hear people laughing hysterically, presumably laughing hysterically, uncontrollably, dancing around in the aisles, grown men in suits and ties and women in dresses, doing a jig and dancing around and screaming and laughing and acting just really out there. And the question that I would like to ponder up front is, what is going on here? I'm telling you, this fellow is a false teacher. He is not a true Bible teacher. Our God does not operate that way. We are to worship him in fear and in awe, in spirit and in truth, with decency and in order, not in chaos. And yet this is what goes on at these services. You'll hear it. How's he doing this? How's he doing this? Do you know how hard it is to get up in front of a group of people and speak? Have you ever done that? Gotten up in front of a group of people to talk? What, it terrifies you, doesn't it? Why? Because, you know, what if they think I'm bad? Just holding their attention, they might get bored, they might walk out. It's hard just to hold somebody's attention. Turning them into dancing, singing, falling down, doing a jig, laughing hysterically, takes something special. And I'm not sure that it's an individual's speaking abilities that's making it happen. Coming up next on False Teacher Tuesday, get ready for Wildland. I'm telling you, this is bizarre. Rodney Brown, let's get drunk on the spirit. Let's not. Talk the walk on False Teacher Tuesday, AM 980 KKMS More, Spirited Talk Radio. Get ready, this is real weird today. It's Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS More, Spirited Talk Radio. It is False Teacher Tuesday. We're talking about one Rodney Brown. And while this is weird and while it's frankly laughable, it's extremely sad. People are falling for it, no pun intended. They're falling for it. They're buying into it. They're saying, yes, I'm one of those disciples. Is that what they call him?
Yeah, he's got a nickname, Knock Him Down Brown.
Knock 'em down, bro. This morning I was watching some clips. By the way, you're listening to Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS of Benny Hinn. And I only get to see Benny Hinn, the Today version. You should see Benny maybe when he was in his prime. He's sort of, they hear the difference. It's like when Elvis was older, you know, he didn't have to jiggle as much because he kind of had a persona and a presence.
Well, he couldn't.
Well, there was that too. Same thing with Benny. You know, Benny now is, you know, he just kind of walks up and he goes, yes, and they fall down. But the old Benny, he was shooting them. He was blowing on them with the spirit and knocking people over. He'd jump.
Maybe a mint.
And make maybe that's a secret. Benny Hinn actually is Hebrew for halitosis.
Hey.
Could be. Just knocking them out. But he used to jump at people. And they just used to fall all over the place because they got the electricity going. That's what they got going. All right. You know, and speaking of electricity, that's kind of an important word. As we begin studying Rodney Brown and others, the anointing, that's what they talk about a lot. The anointing, you got the anointing. What is the anointing? What's going on with the anointing? Well, let's take a look at what Benny Hinn actually says. Who, by the way, Benny Hinn, who is the one who inaugurated Rodney Brown into ministry, they talk a lot about the anointing. And here's what Ronnie Brown says. He did this at his, the Carpenter's Home is the name of his church. He describes the anointing as being electricity. Quote, not only is it tangible, but transferable. Maybe that's what Benny's up to, shooting people all over the place. You can communicate it. You can give it away. You can store it up. You can give it away. The anointing of God is as wonderful as it is. The anointing of God, as wonderful as it is electricity. Okay, so the anointing is electricity. Electricity can either bless you or it can burn you. Electricity can either bring heat to your home's lights. You can play some of your electrical equipment in your home. Or if it can blow your house right off of its foundation. 100,000 volts going into a suburb will bring great blessing. 100,000 volts going into a person will bring great destruction. So according to, if I understand him correctly, the anointing, which is the Holy Spirit, is electricity. Okie dokie. That's very interesting. It's just not biblical. It happens to be cultic. The Holy Spirit is not electricity. The Holy Spirit is, get ready for this, here's a blast, Spirit. It's not a generator cranking people up a little bit. He's not a power source. And more than that, the Holy Spirit, and that's what you're going to hear over and over again in these clips. He's not irrational. He's not out of control. He's not chaotic. He's not crazy. What, by the way, what's one of the fruits of the Spirit? One of the fruit of the Spirit is, well, you got your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and crazy, wacky, zany. No. Self-control. But not at these meetings with a Rodney Brown. They say that it's electricity. And Benny Hinn says things like, and if I don't let some of it out, I'm going to explode. Does that sound biblical to you at all? Does that sound like any Bible verse? By the way, New Age movement, God is energy. God is a power force. This is far more New Age than it is biblical. By the way, I want you to know, this term anointing is kind of important. If you watch enough of this religious television, which, it's better than watching a Jesus seminar piece, because frankly, when you watch a Jesus seminar thing like a Peter Jennings deal, it's presented in such a way that you can't tell what is true and what is false unless you happen to have a degree in this area. However, when it comes to these false teachers, they're so blatant. You just sit there with your Bible and you can pick them apart. Ronnie Brown describes the anointing as our cloak or clothing, stating that Adam was originally clothed in Edom before he fell in the Shekinah glory of God. And when he fell, he was then naked. Okay, so let me just make sure that I've got this straight. Mr. Brown, if you are then anointed and you've got the Shekinah glory, why are you wearing a suit and tie? Why don't you just walk around with the... Okay, I'm glad he doesn't. The Shekinah glory. And they say that Jesus was anointed, that Jesus got anointed after his baptism, that the Spirit of the Lord was on Jesus based on Luke chapter 4:18, saying this, This is Rodney Brown. Nothing Jesus did was because he was Jesus, the Son of God. Okay. The Bible says that he laid aside his royal robes of deity and then he walked the earth. He did so as a prophet under the Abrahamic covenant. That is not to be found in the Bible, unfortunately. If Colossians 1, Colossians 2, Hebrews... He did anything but leave his deity behind. Instead, what he did is add humanity. 100% God, 100% man. No, I can't explain it either, but that's what the Bible teaches. If Jesus left his deity in heaven, then who came from heaven to earth? Exactly. And then that also means that the Holy Spirit was more powerful than Jesus, who is God the Son. They're all God. So according to Rodney, apparently one is more powerful than the other. Jesus never put aside his deity. He just added humanity to his deity. All right, I gotta share this with you. I've got a listing for you of all the different anointings. When you watch the TV shows, the religious TV shows, let me just share with you some of the different anointings, because they throw it all over the place. And I kept wondering, what is this anointing? I think I want some of this anointing business, because they got anointing going on all over the place. I'm anointed this, I've anointed that, we've anointed everything. Here's a list of some of the anointings. And quite honestly, they make no sense at all. Here we go, for your consideration, the different types of anointing from people like Benny Hinn, Rodney Brown, etc. You've got a swimming anointing. That's right, a swimming anointing. Want to hear this one? This is from Benny Hinn in a Honolulu crusade from 228.97. Ezekiel 40.
You'd have to have a swimming anointing there, wouldn't you? All that ocean.
Well, there's that. Ezekiel, we got to get a sunblock anointing is what you really need if you're going to do a crusade. Ezekiel 47 says clearly, this is a quote from Benny. Ezekiel 47 says clearly that though the waters will go high, that you will have to swim in them. There is such a thing as swimming in the anointing. You can no longer walk in it. There is so much of it, you have to swim in it. So Jesus, we're going to go swimming tonight. You got the hurricane anointing. That's the anointing that can blow you away, according to Benny Hinn. Quote, the anointing was just as strong as it was in Denver. One man, Neville McDonald, who has a church here, was holding onto the pole. God's power was so strong, he could not. He was holding onto a big steel pole on the platform. Wow, that's some anointing. That should be your hurricane anointing. You got the TV anointing. Sorry, I won't read every single one. This is a quote from Larry King Live. Benny Hinn was on Larry King Live. Terrific. Said that he had a terrible cold one night, and he watched himself. Benny Hinn watched himself on the TV, and on the TV tape, because it was pre-recorded, obviously. He's watching himself on TV. It's pre-recorded. He said, I said, all right, let me help you get this straight. Benny Hinn is watching himself on TV, and Benny Hinn on TV says, stretch your hands. And I thought, this is stupid. And then suddenly the Lord really spoke to my heart and said, the man on television is my anointed servant. Larry, I went over and put my hands on the screen, and yes, I got healed. So you got yourself a TV anointing. A fun time anointing. The seed anointing, that's my favorite. We're going to talk about that later. An explosive anointing. Benny Hinn again. The glory, the glory. If I don't release it, I'll blow up. If I don't release the anointing, I'll blow up. I got to release it on somebody. So that would be your explosive anointing. You've got a fearing the anointing. You've got the Rambo anointing. Now we got to read that one. Rodney Brown, when you get the anointing of God, you become the worst nightmare to the devil. I tell you, God's going to raise up Holy Ghost Rambos in these last days to boldly go where no man's gone before.
That.
You've got anointed handkerchiefs, a jubilee anointing, amnesia anointing, the anointing of increase, the uncommon anointing, anointed numbers, a devil-busting anointing. I got to read that one. This is from Benny Hinnick. Oh, our buddy Benny. He's anointed. He anoints.
A lot.
Makes a mess, I'm telling you. My flesh is about to blow right out of my body. I tell you, the anointing is so glorious, Satan better not show up tonight or we'll tear him apart. And I won the devil tonight. I'm going to laugh or I'm just going to cry.
Foul, rotten, stinking devil. I'm going to beat you up, you devil. I'm going to cut you to pieces in the name of Jesus.
I warn every demon in this arena. You better get out of here before we kick you out. God is about to kick the devil right out of here. You got the fire anointing, a cursing anointing, the Energizer Bunny anointing. Yeah, we got to read that one too. This is from John Eckhart. I want you to get a spirit of prophecy on you that just keeps going. I call it the Energizer Bunny anointing. You got your hundredfold anointing, the speaking anointing, the mindless anointing. Here's from Jesse Duplantis. The anointing of God was flowing, so I just kept saying, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know what happened next, but all of a sudden I was in the spirit. I didn't feel or see anything. I was just in that fog with smoke inside my car. My natural mind was not registering anymore in the car. I was caught up in the spirit. So you got your mindless anointing. You've got your special sickness anointing, the corporate anointing. You've got your seed anointing. A hundredfold, oh, I think we did the seed anointing already. A hundredfold increase anointing. Anointed trinkets. Anointed telecast.
Anointed trinkets?
Yeah, Marilyn Hickey. Yeah, she sells an anointed breastplate, anointed mustard seeds, anointed oil, anointed prayer clothes, anointed ropes. Hey, I think, you know what, I think we, do we have a little, is this Marilyn Hickey right here?
Yeah, you've got the one with the...
Talk to your wallet.
What do you need? I need money. Then start creating it. Start speaking about it. Start speaking it into being. Speak to your billfold, say, you big, thick billfold full of money. Speak to
maybe,
your checkbook.
Maybe this is why we can't balance the budget. You got Marilyn Hickey doing all this.
You're just jammed full of money. You've got pain and disease in your body. Speak to your body. God will create the fruit of your lips. Say to your body, your whole body, why, you just function so beautifully and so well. Why, body, you never have any problems. You're a strong, healthy body. or speak to your leg, or speak to your foot, or speak to your neck, or speak to your back. And once you have spoken,
radio,
believe that you
stop making these sounds. Radio, 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 stop making these sounds. I did it.
Hey.
Yeah. You know. You've got the dead man's anointing. You've got the double portion anointing, the prophetic anointing, a multiplication anointing, the anointed songs. The anointing came through in that song, said Jesse Duplantis. The saving anointing, huh?
The anointing songs, is Mandy on there?
When you came and you gave without taking?
Yeah.
But he sent the anointing away? Oh, Mandy. You've got your pioneering cutting edge anointings. What is the anointing? Well, first let's go to 1 John 2, 20 verses 21. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. If you are a born-again Christian, you have the anointing. It's the Holy Spirit working inside of you. The end. It's not electricity. It's not something that flies through the air. It's not something you can rub onto a handkerchief and sell. You are anointed because you're a born-again believer. The end. When we come back, let's dig into Rodney Brown. We'll start listening to some clips. Get ready for Creepyville. I'm telling you, this is very unfortunate. False Teacher Tuesday on AM 980, KKMS More, Spirited Talk Radio.
Let the rock, let buzz roll away. Be my cornerstone.
We're going to get drunk. I'm not kidding. On False Teacher Tuesday on Talk the Walk, AM 980, KKMS, the subject du jour is Rodney Brown, the Holy Ghost bartender. Want a little sample? Tony, let's go to cut number one, shall we? And let's introduce you to one, Rodney Brown.
Lately, one night, I sang my home message, sang the altar call. I think I sang for about an hour and a half. I'm telling you, people left that night totally bummed on the Holy Ghost. I mean, I'm talking about drunk. Drunk.
Alrighty. Well, a couple of things that I'd like to highlight for you. We are going to talk about getting drunk in the spirit. The unfortunate founding of a complete theology based on a misquote of Acts chapter 2 at Pentecost. He helps people get drunk on the spirit. Before we get to that, you're maybe thinking, whoa, he sang his altar call? Wow. He sang his entire sermon? I wonder what that sounded like.
Lift your voice to the King. Come on now. Rejoice.
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 Lift your voice to the King.
Oh. Alrighty then. Okay. I'm fine. Imagine getting treated to an hour and a half of that. Wow. Actually, what would be really great about that, I could actually sing right along with him and be note for note. There's a blessing. All right. Now, he's going to get people drunk. He's going to get people drunk in the spirit. I asked you before if you've ever spoken to a crowd. Do you know how hard it is to keep their attention? Do you know how hard it is to motivate people to do almost anything? It's very hard. But there are some tricks to the trade. What you're going to hear coming up with Rodney Brown is truly amazing. What he does, how he manipulates, is truly fantastic. I simply want to make sure that you're thinking about these things as you listen to Rodney. Listen to his voice. Frequently, the fellow is just plain hypnotic. He is just... His tone, the way he presents things, the phrasing of it, it's not normal speak. There's something that's just plain hypnotic about it, and you're going to hear that later. Second, he repeats stuff a lot. He really repeats stuff a lot. He really repeats stuff a lot. Why does he do that? Well, you hear it all, but you get the point. It gets banged into your noggin. And he does it a lot. He gets you into some sort of hypnotic suggestion. And that's another thing, the suggestion that's going on. Oh, the suggestion. All right, let's start playing some clips. Where this is track number two, Tony. This is a 10-second clip. Listen very carefully to what he says in 10 seconds and what is wrong with what Rodney says. Go ahead, Tony.
See, we need to learn by precept and example. Because sometimes we don't really have precept and example. We just have the do's and don'ts.
We need to learn from precept and example, because we don't have the do's and the don'ts. Or no, because we do have the do's and the don'ts. What are the do's and the don'ts? Well, it's the Bible. That's the written word. There's your do's and don'ts. So we don't need those. Instead, what we need are
feelings. Nothing more than feelings.
This is a huge part of this man's ministry. Throw out the Bible. Throw out the written word of God. Instead, how's it feeling? How's it? What's that doing for you? How's that make you feel? Sorry, sir. We don't go on feelings. We go on the Word of God. There isn't a Bible verse that says, hey, operate under feelings. Just go with the flow, baby. If it feels good, do it. Where's that? No, instead we get just the opposite. Instead we get about what the Word of God is. It's inspired. It's written by the Holy Spirit through men. It's profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for profitable for right living. That's what the Word is for. It's everything we need, not feelings. All right. Here we go, Rodney Brown. Not only is he drunk, he's a comedian.
I'm so drunk I can't even... I got it. It was where I thought it was. Hallelujah. I want you to take your Bibles and open, please, to 1 Kings chapter 17. We're going to receive tonight's offering. Before we do, let's read what the Word says.
All of this,
you know,
by the way,
this is
the
tradition in our meetings that we have fallen into. But remember, I said tradition's good as long as there's life. If the tradition brings death, then throw it out. Amen. Praise God. 1 Kings 17 in verse 1. Now I know this might be hard for some of you, but if you could just try to turn the volume down just a tad.
It's telling the Spirit what to do now.
Just for the benefit of the straight faced around you. Just turn the volume down. You can laugh silently now.
Two shows Friday and Saturday.
1 Kings 17 verse 1. Elijah the Tishbite. If I had a name Tishbite, I'd change it.
Whoa! Now we're laughing. Now we're talking. Now! Spirit funny. That's just plain knee slapping. We'll continue with Rodney Brown, and believe me, it only gets more and more and more sad and disturbing. False Teacher Tuesday on Talk the Walk, AM 980, KKMS, more spirited talk radio. All right, so we are listening to one Rodney Brown here on False Teacher Tuesday who says, hey, don't go by the Word of God. Go by
feelings. Nothing more than feelings.
This is what he says about those who criticize or question his ministry. Howard Brown disparages those. He's a hyphen, by the way. He's Rodney Howard-Brown. I don't know why either. I don't. Rodney Howard, those who try and apply a theological test to his methods. You can't understand what God is trying to do in these meetings with an analytical mind, he says. The only way you're going to understand what God is doing is with your heart. Well, that's interesting. But Mr. Brown says, go by your feelings. Don't analyze what he's doing by the Word of God. Use your emotions. Go with the flow. A couple of Bible verses, though, that I think are worth considering. Matthew 12:39. A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. Mark 8:38. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with his holy angels. Oh, Luke 16:31, he said to them, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead. 2 Thessalonians 2:9, The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders. Coming up next, Rodney Brown, and as promised, get ready for Strangeland on False Teacher Tuesday, AM 980, KKMS.